Welcome to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, and this is Freed on Business.
Oh, awesome intro, Reagan, as always. Thank you so very much. We've got a tremendous show today. We have got just the greatest people that are just tremendous. Of course, it's our tech show, our monthly tech show. We've got Andre Seni on. Andre, why don't you go ahead and introduce our...
Absolutely, Jim. And again, could not be happier to be back doing this tech show with everyone. Today's guest is a special group. We've got Mark Calkworth and Sky Revell from Atypical here to talk about the marketing changes, networking, and technology changes. And a good friend, Jonathan Stein, out of Inland, to talk from the corporate commercial point of view, what's happening in the industry and how it affects us. Truly a great lineup, but I'm going to let everyone introduce themselves somewhat. Mark, go ahead, tell us a little more about you. What's your elevator? And then, Sky, let's hear about you.
Yeah, thanks, Andre. So, Mark, I'm the founder and CEO of Atypical. Atypical is a digital marketing agency. We work exclusively in the real estate space, so we only provide marketing solutions to real estate companies, and we're sort of end-to-end. So we're looking forward to sharing some of our learnings and in this interesting time, and so that's it.
And Sky, what is... that mean, what about you?
So I'm Sky. I'm the COO of Atypical. So I sort of run the operations and make sure that we're all on track and that what Mark promises we can actually deliver.
It sounds like a tough challenge at times, especially now. What are you guys delivering on? What is the industry looking for on the marketing side? What's happening?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think one of the sort of biggest sort of focus areas for us at the moment is trying to fill this void of what was taking place physically and trying to replace that with well-thought-out digital solutions. So, you know, marketing has always been a big part of what, real estate companies use to reach potential tenants, we work across real estate, so either real estate organizations or the technology companies that service the real estate community. But, you know, a lot of the sales and marketing initiatives were focused on actual physical events, so conferences and, face-to-face meetups, brokers taking people to actually go and see spaces. And with the current environment, a lot of that now has to happen digitally. So our clients are coming to us with these business challenges of, you know, we still need to lease space, we still need to show people space, we still need to get leads in for the leasing agents, we still need to hit our numbers, but we don't have that physical option anymore. What digital solutions can you put in place? So that's been a big focus of ours. And I think just making sure that there's a lot going on in the digital space at the moment. So the campaigns that we're having to conceptualize and come up with really need to, you know, be true to the brand, but also, you know, stand out and actually get people's attention, because there is so much going on in the digital space at the moment. So,
Got with us, not to interrupt, but Jim, Jonathan, and I, we're those guys. We're out there shaking hands. Jim, I mean, what changes?
Go ahead. First of all, let's let Jonathan introduce himself, and then we got to go to a quick break that we missed early on.
Oh, go ahead.
Jonathan?
I'm Jonathan Stein. I'm president of Inland Real Estate Commercial Brokerage, one of the many companies of the Inland Real Estate Group of companies based in Oak Brook, Illinois. We're a 51-year-old company started by an entrepreneur, Daniel Goodwin, and... that's who I am. I also work in the 1031 space, so I'm sourcing self-storage deals for our 1031 and involved in manufactured housing and trying to ramp that up in the Chicagoland area.
All right, well, that's great. Listen, so we've got a great lineup. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with more Freed on Business Reagan, take it away.
There you go again, looking so handsome.
Right. Hey, let's stop it right there while she's singing about me, looking so handsome. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got all the nameplates. Well, down in Key West, in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in Key West, they've got all the nameplates. They're all exceptional cars. And what do they all have in common? Well, they have in common Warren Henry Advantage. And that means complimentary service loaners, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed repurchase offer, best value guarantee, and of course, the 72-hour exchange. You can take 3 full days to make sure you like your Warren Henry car, and if you don't, you can exchange it. So join me, my wife, Join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Happy anniversary, honey. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love.
You are beautiful. You are smart. You are brave.
It's actually pretty easy. We have a voice. We have the power.
We have so much strength when we come together. It's your choice.
So choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting.
Be strong. Be daring. Be awesome. Be kind.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
All right, everybody, it's time for me to talk now. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 if I can help you with your real estate deal. Look behind me if you're watching on Zoom. That's my last one. That's Wynwood Yard. That's right. I sold Wynwood Yard to Lennar. Also, last year, I sold a deal to the Related Group. What am I doing now? I'm helping my friends in real estate get liquefied so they can feel comfortable and they can face the challenges ahead. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'm doing my hard money loans. I'm also doing really regular residential lending. So give me a call. I can lower your rate. I can give you cash out. Put it in the bank so you can feel better. I can lower your payment. It's better than a stimulus check because it lasts the whole term of your mortgage. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business. And on Instagram at Jim Freed 1. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got an awesome show today. I want to thank Andre Senni for putting it together. I want to thank my wife for putting up with me for all these years on our anniversary today. I love you, honey. But I'm really excited because we have a good old friend, Jonathan Stein. He's the person that introduced Andreas and Rebecca to each other, and then he introduced me to them. And we've also got the folks from Alignable on. I'm thrilled because I always get poked by Alignable, but I don't really understand, and I've always considered using them. So, boy, am I going to do something today. I'm going to find out all about them and what they're going to bring to the table for folks like us. Andreas, back to you. Let's continue your interview. I think we stopped off with Sky.
Scott, yes, thanks, Jim and Jonathan, for always bringing us all together in the handshaking and networking sense. So, Sky and Mark, Sky specifically, what are you guys doing as a company for other companies in the space today? And is it Alignable or Atypical? What's the difference and what's the relationship?
Who was the other company? So, we're from Atypical.
That's right. So, Jim, Atypical.
I'm an old man.
But they're better than Alignable because Atypical does.
So, we're a digital We're a digital marketing agency, and we're focused exclusively on the commercial real estate space. So we only do marketing for commercial real estate companies. And so you didn't get the part that Mark was chatting about earlier with regards to how sort of marketing is shifting from a digital perspective.
Well, I did, but can you be more specific? Cool. So I'm a broker. What are you doing for me as a brokerage owner or as a developer?
So a lot of it is very targeted online campaigns. So we're using LinkedIn a lot. Mark can speak more to the sort of LinkedIn campaigns. That's his baby. But we're sort of, it's a lot more targeted, a lot more focused than we've been before. Mark, I think that's kind of your area of expertise.
Yeah, so I think just looking at, trying to find, the audiences who the organizations are trying to connect with, whether that be, potential tenants or brokers, and, who would they essentially be in front of at ICSC, and trying to create a digital version of that. So, getting the list of people who they want to connect with, creating campaigns on whether it's LinkedIn or Facebook or Google Ads, creating the messaging, putting the information in front of them, creating a bit of a process that can get, the leads to the leasing agents, and then looking at different technology that's in the space and how can we wire it up. So, for example, we're working with Place.net, which is, it uses the same technology that Google Street View uses. So you can actually take somebody and walk them around a physical environment and have the same experience as being there yourself. So you can walk around the building, you can look up and down, you can ask questions, a broker can be with you, and you can simulate that actual physical experience, but with a digital, technology. And what is atypical, what we do is sort of weave that into an entire campaign. So you can find the potential prospects, tenants, brokers on the social platforms, and then pull them into this virtual experience, and then have them connect with your clients. So that's the one sort of main area. Something else that we're really excited about at Atypical, over the years we've developed through our research and our learnings what we call the lease psychology framework. And this is really the framework that we use to drive all of the decision making when we're designing these campaigns. So actually getting into the mindset of a potential tenant and understanding what are some of the objections that they might be sort of facing when inquiring about a property or signing a lease or responding to an advert on social media, and trying to unpack that a little bit more and present the sort of solution in a way that has got their sort of best interests. And now with the whole COVID situation, we've taken that to a much deeper level and really tried to understand what is the mental state of potential tenants at the moment. Coming out of a long-term trauma event like COVID, what is the actual sort of mental state and the psyche of these people? And how do we need to adapt our sales and marketing techniques and approaches for that? I think the mistake that a lot of companies are making is that, they're saying, well, we can use the same old digital approach that we've had before, or things are starting to get back to normal, so we can just switch it back on. But they're discounting the fact that the people who are seeing this content have been through something substantial, and that has had a huge impact on the way that they're going to respond to content, information, social media, adverts, outreaches, whatever it is, and you need to adapt your strategy accordingly. So, that's something that we really are really enjoying, and getting down to the psychological side and the scientific side of building these marketing campaigns.
So, and all that being said, Jonathan, how are you now different or reacting different, or as a corporate real estate broker, as a former past president, what has changed in your opinion in this new cycle we're in?
Well, I think all of this was coming. I think the virus though accelerated this tremendously. You can take myself for instance. I never even heard of the word Zoom 4 months ago, and that has forced this technology to accelerate in doing your day-to-day business with the virtual tours and things like that. And now, of course, brokers can sell property anywhere in the country as long as they have an agreement with the listing broker. I think Kentucky's the only one that does that that you have to actually live in the state. So we find that this technology and adapting to it and, frankly, being forced to use it, people like ourselves, myself, has been maybe the only positive out of all of this. And I don't really think we're going to go back to the old-fashioned way. Not that I'm, and we also use the old-fashioned technology, the telephone, to call our tenants, to call our clients and stay in touch with them. So my opinion is that this was coming, but now it's a forced reality of whatever the new normal is going to look like.
That's true. Jim, how about you on the finance side?
I've seen that too. The finance side is in dynamic flux. I do have a lender that's doing triple net financing, bridge lending. We're in the market. I'm doing residential lending and the bridge lending. There are loans out there to be had. And I must say is that anybody who's in the real estate business better get a loan right now on their home, refinance it, lower your rate, pull money out right now. You won't look as good next year. We all know that. And the programs are there now to help you now. You need to take advantage of it. I've got a number of friends in real estate that are pulling out upwards of $1 million out of the house so that they can have it on the side to feel comfortable. So that's what's going on in the real estate commercial side, in the real estate finance side, in the real estate fix and flip side. In every facet of the real estate industry, people are moving their chips on the table to take advantage of what they see is going to happen. No one really sees clearly what's going to happen. I'm doing things that basically allow people to play good defense, bridge loans to extend their timeline to close, and residential home loans, because the number one thing that can describe success in real estate is the ability to wait out the cycle. It's not necessarily location, location, location. It's capital strength right now.
Many companies out there don't have to. Go ahead. Jonathan? Yeah.
Pardon me?
We had a bit of
I just said cash is always king.
That's right. Many of my clients over on the brokerage side, some of which pulled their properties off the market, they've done the numbers and said, you know what, we're going to hold this. We can sustain. We're seeing 20%, offers a 20% discount today in 4 to 6 months. You know, it's going to be 40 to 60% discount. So if you cannot buy and hold, if you have not done your numbers, and again, my opinion, based on what we're seeing, You have to cut bait on certain items, but the investors are out there. The acquisition side is out there. I mean, Inland is still buying. Is that right, Jonathan?
We are still buying. Unfortunately, a lot of the people are pulling their properties off the marketplace now. You're doing exactly what you just said. They're going to hold. They don't know what the future is going to hold. They're doing okay now. There's no need to take a haircut.
So then Atypical has to come in and help continue to stabilize these properties on the tenant side, I'm guessing. So what does that look like from the, are they now leaning more on social than traditional ads? How's that looking, shaping up? Sky.
I think the social space has become, there's a lot of eyeballs on the content that's going out. And I think companies have been forced to be a lot more conscious of what they're putting out and how that contributes to the overall conversation and not just their own sort of agenda. So social media has become a lot more conversational, a lot more inclusive, a lot more sort of your message is part of the conversation as opposed to just you blasting out what you want to say.
Instagram. So just a quick take on it. I used to say that Twitter was for people that couldn't write and Instagram was for people that can't read. And just today, Kevin Systrom in the New York Wall Street Journal, he said, Instagram allows expression of content or miscontent, however good or bad, across the world and the universe, and we have to be where our audience is. And I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I've watched a tremendous uptick for my brokerage for technology because of COVID, to Jonathan's point, forced digitalization because we are at home. So we have to be where our audience is. I mean, it's just incredible. So the Atypical sphere of services would create that content for you, draft the entire message, and then ongoing, how does it work?
Yeah. So we would provide a dedicated social media team. And to Mark's point earlier, what a lot of our clients are doing as well, especially the shopping center owners and sort of building owners, are using the space to promote their tenants, to communicate. And it's really become quite an amazing sort of community upliftment. And they've really helped create a lot of authenticity to their brands. Especially some of these big corporates, they didn't really have a personality. People didn't really see them as something they could relate to. And the way that they've kind of changed their strategy to support their local communities, to promote initiatives, I mean, that's what we're seeing them using their social platforms for. And it's skyrocketed their following and their general interest. So marketing, Atypical provides that full marketing service. We work with the client to create and manage their social media pages. We advise them on content. We curate content, we source content for them, and then we also engage in community management. I think one of the biggest things at the moment with having a social strategy is that you need to be super agile right now and ready to kind of change tact and respond to all sorts of different comments and different things that are happening. And, you know, you may have had a whole lot of content ready to go live yesterday, and then it was Blackout Tuesday, and, you know, you need to be contributing to the conversation meaningfully and being a lot more intentional with what you're posting. So, that's where we come in, and our expertise can help.
Okay, let me talk a little bit about what I've been doing, because I've been very flexible and I changed my entire social media thing. First of all, yesterday I registered for TikTok, just to let you know. Okay, anybody out there who's not on TikTok is missing the boat, okay, number one. I got that advice from my 31-year-old nephew, who said, how come you're not on TikTok, and then send me something funny? I'm not necessarily going to do something funny, but it is attracting new people, number one. Number two, I create content that's uplifting and makes people feel good every single day. Lost somebody, okay? What I do every day is I get up and I go across platforms. I started out by doing it in long form on Facebook, and then it would get clipped. Now what I do is I do it on LinkedIn. I make sure it's more than 44 seconds, and it'll go across everything except TikTok, and the heck with TikTok on that, okay? I do TikTok is different. Everyone has a different audience and a different message. So while I do this, the different messages on the different platforms and a different hashtag and everything else, I try to remain consistent and hang it in a similar place. And what I found is that the people that like or view my story or my uplifting podcast, I call them and prospect them for loans. They're always open to speaking. I wonder why.
Well, you. Sorry, guys, my connection dropped, but I'm back.
Mark was kind of nodding. Sky's the COO. Let's talk about Mark. What do you think about that, Mark? Am I kind of hitting it, or am I missing something?
I mean, I think you've hit it exactly on the head. I think you've picked up on what a lot of people miss. The whole point of social media is to understand what the conversation is and look mm-hmm. for opportunities to start a conversation and then take that into a one-on-one experience. And I think people are surprised when they blast something out on social and they don't get a ton of people, you know, contacting them. And our suggestion is, well, you know, rather spend that time and listen to what the conversation is, and find an opportunity to contribute to that conversation with something of value that you can offer. And you'll be amazed, you know, what happens after that. I think that approach is spot on, Jim.
And also not replicating the same content across every single platform. That's a mistake that a lot of people make as well, is understanding what the platform's intention is. So LinkedIn's intention and the audience and what your audience is looking for and the types of conversations that they're wanting to have is very different to your audience on TikTok. And it's not to say that your brand can't be on both, but what the message that they're crafting, whilst consistent and true to their brand, does need to be tailored to that audience and to that platform specifically.
100%. I want to break right there. Then I want to talk about the issue I had in wishing my wife happy anniversary across all the different platforms right after this. Reagan, take it away. How about that? I made Sky. I nailed it, didn't I? We'll be right back. Reagan, take it away. This is tremendous.
Oh.
let me just say, you know, we've gone away from the really great music that everybody loves because people were shutting us down. We'll talk later to our guests about that and how they manage that on their postings. But I'd like to say right now, thank you to my wife. I love her so much. She's a tremendous person, and she's the reason that we're part of the Warren Henry family. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in the Keys, they've got all the name brands. What do they have in common? They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. I got a whole list of things I'm going to read right now, usually, but I'm not going to do it this time. We're going to talk about what the Warren Henry advantage really is. They treat you like family, and they love you. Now, we're talking here with the marketing people on my whole show about how you brand yourself and what your message is. They have one message. They love you. Come visit. Be part of the family. They treat us like gold. They'll treat you like gold. They treat all my friends like gold. They really do. I get great calls. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian, who it's our anniversary today. I love you, dear. We're members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. I love you, Larry and Courtney. Somebody wants a loan.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We're so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
Boy, my wife is the definition of that ad. She's tremendous. What a powerhouse she is. I love her so much. Usually I talk about the mortgage business, and you can call me, you can get a mortgage right now. So everybody call me, you can get a mortgage, 305-773-6300. Okay, I did that. This is going to be a message to my wife. Honey, I love you. I want you to know that without you, my life wouldn't be the same. We've had many, many struggles, your kidney transplant, the recovery, the hurricane that hit us and knocked us out of the place while you needed the kidney transplant, but you've always remained resilient and a shining star that I can always depend on. So this, I want to give to you, my wife, my beautiful, lovely wife, how much I love you. And by the way, anybody who needs a mortgage, you can still call me at 305-773-6300. I'll tell you what the rabbis told the congregation when I was campaigning for city commission. They said that Jim Fried would treat the community the way he treats his wife. Well, that's why I say after every commercial about the mortgage business, when you call me, it's all about you.
Welcome back to Fried on Business. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business and on Instagram at Jim Fried One. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right. I threw it out there. I talked a little bit about my branding and the way I market myself on that last piece so that the folks could see the way that I'm connecting with the people that listen and connect with me. And it's really what I try to put out there. My brand is that I self-actualize by helping other people achieve their dreams. Let me help you. Now, let's get back to talking to our guests. I want to ask Skye. Skye, we talked a little bit about each platform should be different. And when I was posting a little love letter to my wife today on all the platforms, it felt awkward on LinkedIn. Not really an environment that would have that. But I used it anyway because I thought people are tired of all the professional banging on COVID and just needed a little love today.
I like that. Yeah, I think your wife is a lucky lady, Jim. You've got wonderful things to say about her. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, something like that, it's personal. It does show a very personal side of you, and it makes you a lot more relatable. So that's a little different. But you know, we find that a lot of our clients or a lot of people just kind of create an image and then they just put it on, they spec it to the different platforms and they just post it. And then, like Mark said earlier, they're surprised when they don't get, you know, the likes and the comments, and they don't get a lot of engagement. And that's probably because they've completely missed the mark for that platform. So, you know, LinkedIn is a lot more business focused. It is the kind of place that you can put, you know, articles and things that people are interested in. Instagram is a lot more visual. It is the place where your images kind of create and spark a conversation, as opposed to kind of driving someone to go read something else. And then, you know, but that is changing as well. And then, you know, Twitter, we kind of, you've really got to be careful with Twitter, because it's the kind of platform where you need to engage. So you can't just put something out there and then step away. You need to be contributing to the conversation continuously. It's quite an effort to be involved on Twitter. So it's a great platform if you're prepared for that, if you've got thought leaders in your company who can contribute meaningfully to that to those conversations. Otherwise, I would advise staying away from it. And yeah, I mean, I think it's important for people to, you know, the insights that these platforms give us are really incredible. And they tell you so much about your audience and, you know, down to the time that they're most active on their platform, their age group, their gender. And I think people kind of take that for granted and they don't actually look at those insights and then change their strategy to tailor content that's actually relevant. I think they kind of just go in blindly a lot of the time, which I think this situation and the fact that so many people have been online, it's really highlighted how many brands are just contributing to noise and not being intentional at all. So, you know, we're seeing a lot of shifts, which is great.
What I see is, what I call that is broadcasting. People just broadcast, okay? It's not about broadcasting. That's sort of what this is, but this is even tailored and distributed in a very effective way. We get like 6,000 to 7,000 page hits a week on this thing. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. And so what I'd like to do now is Jonathan, how is Inland using technology? What do you guys do to reach out and market using technology and building your brand?
Well, from the brokerage end of things, we stay in contact using all the technology. However, I would like to add that, and it's my opinion that the old-fashioned way, at the end of the day, you still have to reach out at a personal level, either through phone calls for now or actually meeting and hitting elbows with somebody or having a cup of coffee. And I think that is the most important thing at the end of the day, because you need confidence with, you have to have confidence with your client to, hold on here.
It's okay.
I'm back. Anyway, you need to have that relationship. We deal with a lot of mind-pie type of real estate investors with a 30 flat and a 6 flat, and they have to feel comfortable because they are giving you us their biggest asset to market or sell. So all this is great, but at the end of the day, you need a personal relationship with a client that you provide a service for and they're comfortable with you.
One thing that has always impressed me about Inland Communications and Marketing, and this is for years now since I've known them, is every year you can count on them to push out across some of these social channels, these reports, market reports, retail reports, these insights that help you know that they know what they're doing, which actually aligns to their overall stance, as I understand it, which is coming from 4 school teachers, coming into becoming this large, one of the largest real estate companies, to educate and to help be a part of the environment they're in and to make the environment they're in Inland better, Inland real estate. So just back onto that, I just wanted to throw that in there. Hats off to that.
Well, good. I'm glad you did. Thank you. Inland has been an incubator of real estate investments from day one and doing all types of innovative, creative ways to not just market, but to work with our clients who are spread across the country, and our broker-dealer network who has the hands-on relationship with the investors.
Jim, you were going to say something.
No, I really just think that the most important thing is the personal touch, but you've now got to be able to do that electronically. and no one's going out that I know. Nobody. Okay. Well, not nobody, but just as I'm certainly not living with somebody as a transplant. Leave it like that. Oh, somebody needs a mortgage. Oh, he does. And so, what I need to do is I need to I broadcast my personality and who I am, and allow people to get to know me that way, because people still want to get to know people. And I don't want to rely on the fact that I've got just a tremendous group of contacts. The group of contacts needs to continue to be updated. And, oh, I hate this word, curated at all times. I touch people all the time with the Facebook things. You can go up, you can go up to like 298 people. You can tag on them and stuff like that. I do that. I do a lot of hashtags on the other, these hashtags. I ask questions. I ask people to get involved. And it's just something that you continue to do to build your online presence. And something you need to realize is that a lot of people are online. It's voyeurism. And they wanna be like you. That's why they watch the Kardashians. So, you know, give them something positive that they want to affiliate with and become a part of. That's why what I produce and project is always about kindness and love. You'll never see anybody on here pounding away and being really bad or angry. We just want to allow that in our space. And that's the way we operate our life. And I think that's attractive in today's world and different from the bonfire or the van these days. What do you think, Sky or Mark? What do you think?
Yeah, I can add in there to Andre's point. To Andre's point here, the word that we're missing here is communication. That's what Inland has always tried to do, to communicate what's going on in the marketplace with their investors. We immediately jumped on this with to our DST 1031 broker dealers and clients of where we are in the different silos of investment products, the self-storage, the hotels that we just have a few of, multifamily, and what's going on. And we will continue to keep our investors abreast of what's happening.
Sky, the communication aspect, keeping on top of mind, projecting your image, making the image something that people want to be a part of and to feel good about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, a lot of what we've been encouraging our clients to do during this time is to contribute positively. So to have positive messages, to not kind of contribute to the hype and the stress and the chaos of everything, and to kind of be very specific and use, I mean, it's incredible. You have this platform where people can message you instantly. They can ask questions immediately. You can respond right away. If you're kind of using social media, Instagram specifically, Facebook, and you've got people manning those platforms that can answer quickly, you're creating so much value for your clients, for your potential tenants. A lot of our clients have used this as an opportunity to create tenant-specific portals where they're posting relevant, up-to-date information and then using their social platforms to promote that, which is brilliant. Again, it's showing that, it's building that trust, showing them that they, you know, their tenants can rely on them and trust them, and, you know, for future prospects as well. It's a great kind of communication tool as well to kind of...
Now, Andres, this is a layup for you. We're talking about communication. What about Creco AI, and how is that going to help people communicate? Because there's a lot of young people out there that need to build their network. And as Jonathan said, they can now do deals across the country, except in Kentucky, without a comparable license. So how are you helping connect people?
And it truly is a layup. So the CRE collaborative mission, Creco.ai, is to drive technology enablement into real estate businesses, big and small, so they can flourish and thrive. We, to put it in simple terms, create a search one and done platform for you where you can upload your contacts, you can be a part of our network, you can see deals, and you can see technology. It's an end-to-end solution for your tech, an external commercial technology department for you on demand, connecting CRM to listings to social, giving you intelligence that you can act on simply, and being supported fully by our support team, to the point of, on the community side, on how we were engaging when COVID hit, we started training people to use Zoom. We don't make money on that. It's not our business, but we help professionals use technology, and that was something we could do to help them. I was using Zoom back when I was participant number 407. I am now 4,447 in Zoom today. It has just mushroomed, and we're seeing such growth of professionals getting online, trying to find ways to introduce, to do the introduce their deals and to bring value. So to Sky and Mark's point, LinkedIn, you're presenting articles and pieces. On our platform, you're pushing deals and your profile. Your profile is then distributed. We provide distribution and destinations for your data, as well as housing that data out to your other platforms.
Okay, let's take a break right there. We're going to come back. We're going to ask Mark about how he can integrate his ideas with the small realtor. I'm a sole practitioner. Most people are just with one or two folks. How can somebody utilize your concepts that's in a smaller situation? We'll be back right after this. Mark's going to help me spin it up even better. So stick with us, sole practitioners. And by the way, that's everybody, because even if you work for a big company, in the end, you're still working for yourself. So, Reagan, take it away. Mark's got his thinking cap on. I think this is going to be true. Everybody, I was grooving on that music, and we all know that I can't play the really good stuff anymore because Facebook and everybody else gets angry, but that's okay. I do want to say one thing, though. It is my anniversary, and I want to wish my beautiful wife a happy anniversary. Without her, we wouldn't even have this radio show. That's right. Vivian's the one that gave me the idea for the radio show, which turned into the podcast, which turned into my personal branding panacea here. So anybody, one of the things we like to do is affiliate with the best in class. We do that on the radio show with Andreas, Sky, Mark, and yes, even you, John.
I lose my voice.
No, it's okay. We can hear you. It's okay. It doesn't matter. I can handle anything. I'm very flexible.
We're here.
So here we go. We're going to affiliate with the best brand in cars down here right now. So everybody enjoy the halo effect. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. When I go to Gainesville, I always stop into that hot Audi store they got up there. And down in Key West, well, they've got everything you want. You want a Jeep? Go down there. Hey, what do they have in common? Well, they're all terrific cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. I'm going to run the list for you this time. Complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, 72-hour exchange. And the best part is you get to be part of the Warren Henry family. They love you.
You hear me?
Value. They treat you like gold. Yes, I could hear you, but it's okay. Don't worry about it. We love you, John. So when you're looking to buy that car, join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. And you know it right now. Always Warren Henry. I'm doing alone for us. Watch it on Instagram.
So Jonathan's just checking his audio here. Give him a minute.
We're all good. We're all good. So listen, we went to break. I gave Mark a homework assignment. He had 60 seconds. Actually, about 2 minutes. Mark. Oh, kill that, Reagan. We went through that. Just forget it. Okay, so Mark, tell me now, small business people, what can they do to break out from the crowd? A lot of the strategies, hey, do this, engage with this, have the person sitting there. I don't have a person. I'm the person. What do I do?
So, Jim, I think something that you sort of touched on earlier with your personality.
I'm sorry, I can't get it. The audio back on.
Jonathan, I'll fix that. Mark, continue.
Sorry, Mark.
Cool, no problem. What you spoke about earlier with your personality and sort of why you do what you do, Jim, I think that is a component that is very often missing with small and large businesses. And whoever hasn't seen the TED Talk by Simon Sinek on the Golden Circle should go and watch it. And I think that is, you know, for me, definitely an aha moment. You know, when to summarize, basically, he talks about this golden circle and putting the why of what you do at the center of everything. And the mistake that a lot of people and companies make is the what and the how is the center of what they do. And they think that that is going to differentiate themselves. So sitting on your own, you know, and actually figuring out what is your why, what gets you out of bed in the morning, why do you do what you do, that will help you define what is going to differentiate you out there and what's going to set you apart from everyone else. Pick a channel that works best for you. So how do you get that information out? Pick one channel, whether that's Instagram, if you're more visual, if it's LinkedIn, if it's email, if it's Twitter, pick one channel and speak authentically about what your why is, and your audience will build and people will listen.
Oh, tremendous. I'm going to throw it out there again. I know what my why is. It took me a long time to figure it out. And even longer to really accept it, because it's so inconsistent with the way that most of the people in the business world are. And that's because I self-actualize by helping other people achieve their goals and dreams. It makes me feel tremendous. Absolutely.
And we feel it when you speak and when you talk, you know, it's tangible. We can feel that coming through in what you say. So, you know, you're living your why, which is why it works.
Thank you. It resonates. If we need help finding how to resonate, we call Atypical.
You sure do.
That's the best way to reach you guys, just as we're going through it.
So atypicalcompany.com is our website. We've got everything up there. Sky@atypicalcompany.com or mark@atypicalcompany.com. We're ready to talk.
And I think that really the name of their company is indicative of what people need to be. Because everybody's going to get invited to the party. Everybody gets invited. That's what some of the big brokerage firms specialize in. I call it process management. I make deals in one phone call. I know exactly who to pick and who to team up. I was on a call today. The one guy goes, "Well, you're terrific. I really enjoy doing things with you. It seems like Jim just matched us up personality-wise." And the answer is, of course. That's what I do. I'm not about watering the lawn about a rifle shot. About helping people achieve their dreams, and usually I know what they are, and then I wait for the next thing to match up with them. I'm blessed to be able to have that talent. You know, other people, they're going to work with Andreas on his machine. Andreas, why would somebody want to work with you on your machine? Elevator speech.
We connect them to their technology to each other, and their businesses from acquisition to close to disposition. We are a end-to-end solution. We handle the tech for you. Call us. Come to
that. Why did you go into that? Why do you do that?
Simply, as a broker 5 years ago, I was the broker taking business from my betters or from more established brokers using technology, using the latest technology. And I realized that it was desolate and disparate technology eating up my time. So instead of continuing down that path, I said, let me find a way to connect it all, put time back in the hands of the brokers and the investors, lenders, developers, so they can do what they do best. Let us focus on the technology, get you connected, so you can focus on transactions, so Atypical can focus on your marketing, because that's what we need. 5 years ago, guys, there were 80 companies servicing this space. Michael and I were back there when his CRE tech show was, you know, 100 people. It's now over 1,000, multiple companies, partners, Atypical is a partner, and so on and so forth. Now there are 8,000 technologies. 5 years, 8,000, 80 to 8,000, 12.7 billion invested.
Can I tell you what really matters? What really matters is my customer is watching us right now and sending me hearts. That's the only thing that matters to me. I love you, Mitch. I'm not kidding. I'm absolutely not kidding. That's exactly why I'm doing it. And it's on a platform that we didn't used to do. Okay? Now I'm going to really give the test to Sky and Mark. What's your brand?
So the Atypical brand was born because we were bored and frustrated with the marketing in commercial real estate. Mm-hmm. we felt like we could make a difference. We could push the envelope. We could do things differently. We wanted to change the rules of real estate marketing, and we didn't want to follow. We wanted to lead. So Atypical was born out of a need to rewrite the rule book on real estate marketing, and we're doing that.
Well, that's tremendous. It's really similar to the brand that the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies has. Their brand is We Lead Real Estate. So, Sky, I'm going to switch it up on you. What's your personal brand?
I don't know. I mean, Jim, I actually relate a lot to you. I'm all about kindness and creating. I mean, I love what I do. Like, I love working at Atypical. I love what we've created. I love it when people come to us with a problem and we can create it and solve it for them in a totally unique way. We love working with companies that are not afraid to push the boundaries. And I think, you know, my brand is being different but doing it in an authentic and
passionate way. And authentic. You're a passionate.
Provide
passionate and authentic service and real estate marketing services to clients you love and care about.
Exactly. And the companies that do the best are the ones, like with us and with our marketing campaigns, are the ones that are passionate about what they do. It does shine through, and it's easy to tell their story because they know what they want. They know what they're like looking for. They know who their customer is. They know what to say. And it just all kind of clicks.
And you see, I already know the Inland one, John. You gotta unmute John. You see, Inland's brand is that we're a bunch of school teachers and we built all this up. Now you should come invest with us and let us give that knowledge and street level thing to you in a kind and professional way. Right, John? I mean, you're a PE coach for crying out loud.
Well, I was a physical education teacher, yes. Can you hear me now, guys?
Yes, you can.
Yes. Okay, well, the Inland brand represents that over all the different real estate cycles, and it's a cyclical business, as we all know, and we've had several downturns in the last, or three or four in the last 50 years, the tax reform in 86 and the crisis in 08 with housing, et cetera. Is that the investor is first. First and foremost, we want to do the best we can for our investors. That's what it's all about. And if you take care of the investors, they will continue to work with you. We've got another challenging time now. We will get through it. One way or the other, Inland will succeed and get through it. Our four principals are working 7 days a week on this critical problem that we got going on now with the virus and the social unrest, et cetera. But real estate always gets back up, and it will this time too. And again, investor first and foremost is the Inland brands.
You hear that? I'm going to give it to them. Hashtag Brewster Kell high five. You heard him right there. You've heard it through the whole show. You've got to have your marketing program be all about them. You're not the consumer. You're not the customer. You're one of 50,000 people trying to get their attention. And if you're not authentic and you don't care about them, I can tell you something. You aren't going to have them care about you. So all I project all the time is that I care about people. Because I really do. I really do. And everybody knows that. And so they take my call. And when I call them, I go, how can I help? How are you and your family? What's going on? And right now, a lot of people are just scared and unstable. And I help them by creating stability, these residential loans or the bridge loans that help them get time to get their real estate to the next part of the cycle. So we all are filling a role here that helps people today do better tomorrow. You know, Sky and Mark, they help you project your image so that you can differentiate yourself in this incredibly complicated and noise-filled environment. Noise is the word. I keep looking at you because I got you on the big screen next to me. I'm looking here, but I'm looking there. This is my that's cool. I like it. And then, John, you're tremendous. Your brand is nothing but kindness and love.
I have never felt anything other than kindness and love with you, John. You're the perfect person to have on this show.
And thank you. It's my honor being here.
I love you, John. Andreas, you're the connector. See the wires? That's you. We're going to get together now because I'm settling into the way I'm going to do things. We're going to settle in. We're going to get with you. We're going to use your system to connect with anybody who wants to connect.
That's right.
We're going to help them. We're going to help them do their business. So you see, Andreas, even you are all about helping other people. And Andreas, I want you to kind of wrap it up today on that because you're the guest co-host here. And then I'm going to go into my close. Thank you, Mark and Sky and John. You're tremendous. The energy that you bring and project is wonderful. And I really appreciate you sharing that with my folks. Andreas, I'll give it to you before I do the full wrap up.
Thanks again. And everyone, thank you for joining. It's always a pleasure to have this show. I can't wait for the next show to continue doing business with you. As I've always said, real estate is a relationship business that will never change. How you cultivate, build those relationships may change, is evolving. Doing so with CRE Collaborative will help you get there, help you become technology enabled faster to allow you to do more deals in less time, period. So come see us, call us 203-307-2242 or go to CREcollaborative.com. We want to collaborate with you to make you better, to make us better together.
Well played. Well played. Okay. I want to remind everybody that this is South Florida's longest running business talk show. I'm not just a pretty face. I've been on for 11 years. This is show like 560 something. I don't even know anymore. That's tremendous.
So, top 10 social media influencer as well, if I recall.
Was. Yeah. Thanks to the news funnel. Thank you. And the reason is it's not about me. It's about everybody else. I want to give a shout out to the first responders and to our healthcare heroes. God bless you all. I have personal friends that risk their lives every day. And no matter what you read, they do risk their lives. I have a fraternity brother that passed because of this stuff. Other people I know are permanently damaged. I'm hiding out with Vivian to protect us. So I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive. They're the perfect sponsor because they're all about love and family also. Preco AI, Carlson Integrated, Turkel Brands, we gave them a high five on the All About Them. The Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, we made the reference on how they lead real estate, and I coach a lot of their kids. My friend Howard Fabian and the NFL Alumni Association, another caring organization. Hey, everybody, the most important person to thank is you. Huh, if I didn't thank them, well, I'd be totally out of character, wouldn't I? I keep looking over there to all the people. So thank you to my listener. Got to tell you, I love you. Thank you so much for being here. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, join our community. Join our community, give us feedback and comments. Tell us you want to hear from Action Freed, at Freed on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website, and now TikTok. You're going to love that. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on freedombusiness.com along with the 530-something, 550-something other shows. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us right here on all the platforms next Wednesday at noon. Why? I think you can tell why, because I just love doing this. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Thank you, everybody, so much for being here today. God bless you all, and God bless America.
Thanks, John.